Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Clean Girl Energy, Simple Living Affirmations. I'm your girl Jessica Lane, and I'm so stoked you're here again. Today, we're diving into something super important, something that can change the entire game. Cultivating self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly running this marathon of life, striving for perfection, beating yourself up when things don't go exactly as planned? You know that feeling? That's where self-compassion swoops in, a superhero cape and all, to save the day. It's about treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and support you would offer your best friend. Now, before you roll your eyes and think this is just another, fluffy, wellness concept, hear me out. This isn't about becoming some self-absorbed narcissist who thinks they're always right. Although, let's be real, we all deserve a little of that sometimes. It's about recognizing that you are human, that everyone makes mistakes, and that it's okay to not have it all figured out. So, how do we actually become masters of our own self-compassion? Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you on this journey. 1. Challenge those inner critics. Okay, let's get real. We all have that inner critic, the voice in our head constantly pointing out flaws and shortcomings. But here's the thing, that voice isn't always telling the truth. It's often fueled by fear, insecurity, and past experiences. The first step to self-compassion is acknowledging this inner critic and learning to challenge its negativity. When you catch yourself thinking, "I'm so stupid for messing that up," try reframing it with something like, "Everyone makes mistakes. This doesn't define me." 2. Practice self-kindness. Think about how you talk to your best friend when they're going through a tough time. You probably offer words of encouragement, understanding, and support. Now, apply that same level of kindness to yourself. When you're feeling down or discouraged, treat yourself with the same compassion you would show a loved one. This might mean taking a break, indulging in a relaxing activity, or simply acknowledging your feelings without judgment. 3. Remember you're not alone. Seriously, everyone struggles sometimes. It's part of being human. Comparing yourself to others and their seemingly perfect lives is a recipe for disaster. Focus on your own journey and remember that you're doing the best you can with what you have. 4. Celebrate your wins. Don't just focus on the negative. Take time to acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how big or small. Did you finally finish that project you've been putting off? Did you have a great conversation with someone who made you feel good? Celebrate those wins. They are proof that you're capable and deserving of happiness. 5. Be patient with yourself. Self-compassion isn't a switch you can just flip on. It takes time, practice, and patience. There will be days when you slip up, when you revert to old patterns of self-criticism. That's okay. Just acknowledge it, learn from it, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a story. A few months back, I was preparing for this big speaking event. It was something I'd been dreaming of for ages, but the closer it got, the more anxious I felt. I started overthinking every detail, worrying about what people would think, and second-guessing myself. Sound familiar? I caught myself spiraling into that classic self-doubt trap. But then, I remembered to put on my self-compassion cape. Instead of berating myself for feeling anxious, I acknowledged it. I said to myself, "It's okay to be nervous, Jessica. You're human." Then, I practiced some deep breathing exercises and visualized myself rocking the presentation. Guess what? I nailed it. And you know what's even cooler? That experience taught me a valuable lesson about self-compassion. By treating myself with kindness and understanding, I was able to overcome my fear and achieve something amazing. So, remember this. Self-compassion isn't a weakness, it's a superpower. It allows you to be more resilient, more confident, and more fulfilled. Start practicing today by challenging your inner critic, treating yourself with kindness, and remembering that you're worthy of love and acceptance, just as you are. And hey, if you find this episode helpful, share it with someone who needs a little dose of self-love. Remember to leave us a review and let us know what resonates with you most. Until next time, keep shining bright, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.